silver coins, that jingle jangle, fancy shoes, the dance in time. Oh, the secrets of her dark eyes, they did sing a gypsy rhyme. Yellow clover, entangled blossoms in a meadow silky green, where she held me to her bosom, just a boy of 17. I recall a gypsy woman, silver spangles in her eyes, ivory skin against the moonlight, and the taste of life's sweet wine. Soft breezes blow from fragrant meadows, stir the darkness in my mind. Oh, gentle woman, you sleep beside me, and little Nogu haunts my mind. Gypsy lady, I hear your laughter, and it dances in my head, while my tender wife and babies slumber softly in their beds. I recall a gypsy woman, silver spangles in her eyes, ivory skin against the moonlight, and the taste of life's sweet wine.
Unmuted. Unmuted. You'll hear that a lot during the show. Muted, unmuted. Because we're Ken's coming through the back door at you. And Mickey is in the master control room. Because Mickey has opened the show this evening. So, wonderful. Right. So, we've got 10 lovely callers in the call. You know, and we're going to open line one. And we have Stacey.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Mickey. I'm doing.
Hi.
I'm calling. I need to ask. I'm having a bit of family issue, and I wanted to know how you see that resolving. It was a low blow, so came from out of nowhere.
Okay. Just give me a minute, because obviously, I feel this is, I've got to say, I feel quite a bit of distress here. And I want to say a little, totally shocked.
Yep.
I don't know where it's come from. That's how I'm feeling.
Me either.
I just feel like you've walked into the eye of a storm, basically. And that's how it feels. Now, what I've got to say is, I don't quite understand the politics of this, and I'm not meant to. But what I am picking up, please forgive me, but I'm going to try to understand what it is that you're asking me, because I get the feeling this is something I'm feeling. And I don't always get the right terminology, but what I'm feeling is somebody, either you has suggested something for Christmas, maybe, the holiday, and I've got to say, somebody either doesn't like it, or has taken offence to it, or I get the feeling it's something quite silly, like that. But I get the feeling that this argument, for want of a better thing, has come out of nowhere, and it shouldn't have even been anything should have been said. It seems to have arisen out of jealousy. I've got to say to you, can you please understand where you've been making arrangements to help somebody in the family, please? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Now, this is where it comes from. Please, just hold on to that, okay? Because this is the crux of the very matter. This is what sparked it all off. It's a bit like, you know, taking a match to gasoline, and I just get the feeling it that's how it sparked it. And I've got to say to you, somebody, I'm not quite sure why I'm saying this, but somebody seems to have said something that, I'm not saying it's a lie, but I just get somebody tagged a little bit of something on the end of it, or something got the wrong end of the stick. So all I've got to say right now is just keep your own counsel for now. I've got to say to you, they're going to need you before you need them. Okay? I know it's a Christmas holiday coming up. Now, I'm saying don't talk to them. I'm just going to say somebody's expecting you to go back and, you know, cause a bit of a ruckus or something like that, you know, a bit of an argument. I've got to say, somebody's trying to, can I say, steal your popularity. That's probably the wrong word. But I get the feeling there's somebody around you that doesn't like the way you're starting to succeed. Or maybe in the eyes of one of your family or friends, I don't know. I just get the feeling you're starting to make a little headway. You know, maybe in the family you're starting to get... carry on.
Yeah.
I just get the feeling somebody's trying to take over your popularity. Somebody doesn't want you. I won't say they don't want you in the family. They just don't want you to be so popular. Well, they're not. I think this is a case of look at me, look at me, look at me. Somebody's just been a very clever with the words. I've got to say, it seems to me that you've done something from the goodness of your heart. And
yeah.
I want to say to you, somebody's jealous, very, very jealous of you. You didn't do it for popularity. You didn't do it for keys or anything like that.
I'm just trying to make a better life.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I can understand trying to help people sometimes gets you into the hot water, so to speak. All I can say to you right now is, you know, if you can get a family member on their own and just have a quiet word with them, not the one that's causing the trouble. If you can get them and just have a quiet word and just say, look, I don't want to cause any problems in the family, but I am here if you need me, you know, and just leave it like that. They know who they can call on. They know who will be there for them. And I would say to you, if you decide to answer this and you decide to give your side, all you're going to do is successfully cause something over Christmas. Now, just walk away. If they haven't got an audience, they've got nothing, you know, they're not going to say anything. Just keep your own counsel for now. I've got to say, the lady in spirit says, this person's done this before, okay? They're
yes,
looking
they
for
have.
An audience.
Yep.
They're looking for an audience. 3 years. And they're looking to make themselves look the injured party when really it's them that's causing all the trouble, you know? So the best thing I've got to say, if you do what this lady in spirit saying, it will all go
Three
back to
minutes.
Normal. It will all go back to normal. Please, please, please. Just.
But the trust has been abused, you know? It's abuse. And it's gut-wrenching. Just heartless.
I know. But retaliation just puts more obstacles between you and the family, okay? And they really need you. They need you, you know. Don't go dancing to anybody else's tune, all right? Don't let somebody goad you. Don't be goaded. Don't be emotionally blackmailed to doing something that they want you to do. They want you to go back at them. That's what they want. They want to say, see what they're really like. That's what they want you to do. You probably would have done that in the past. You said your piece and then walked away. Don't do it, okay? Because all you're going to do is successfully not only ruin your own Christmas but holiday, but ruin theirs as well. I don't know why I'm saying this. I'm being told this has something to do with Thanksgiving. I don't know what that's about, but just take that and have a think about it. Maybe you were talking to someone on Thanksgiving or around that time. So maybe there was something about you was going to go somewhere but couldn't, or they used to go to, I don't know. But just take that with you, and I have a feeling you'll find a route, okay? This happened before, okay, and it hasn't.
Yes, it has. 3 years to the day. Yeah.
Right.
One.
Thank
you're
you.
Right.
Thank you very much. That's what I'm saying to you. Mm-hmm. It's round about the Thanksgiving time. That's I don't know why, but Thanksgiving 3 years ago, or round about that time, it's got something to do with it, and I don't know why. All you need to do, please, is just don't acknowledge it. Just walk away. Ask the angels.
That's what
to
I've
help
done.
You.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, I can tell you now they are going to help you. Okay, thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care. Bye now.
Thank you, Kim. Bye.
Thank you, Stacey. Now, it's going to be up and down the cork queue this evening because we have a very large cork. We may not get to you all, but we're going to have a go. Right. Holly.
Hi, Mickey.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine. Anything you pick up on?
Okay. Can you understand an emotional week, please?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know why I'm picking up on an emotional week, but I am picking up an emotional week. I've got to say to you, there seems to be something to do with... I've got to say this is to do with some skills you've got. Now, I don't know why I'm saying that, but I want to say to you, there seems to be two two things going on around you at this time. And I can only pick up one at a time. I can't seem to bring them both together. What I've got to say to you, there are new beginnings. Can you understand that something's ended, please?
Yeah.
Right. There is a new beginning with you, right? I've got to say, your brother is showing me, he's dealing you two aces at this time. I'm not saying you play poker or anything like that, so please don't think. He's dealing you two aces at the minute. He's dealing you the ace of hearts and the ace of diamonds. Now, he tells me you are a diamond and the trouble you've always had with your heart. But I think he means your love heart, not your real physical heart. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what he's telling me now is, because you are a diamond, I've got to say, there's something coming up. I can see something to do. I'm going to use the word haggling. Now, that's a word I don't like using, because it's not an argument. There seems to be some kind of talking, a discussion going on, maybe some kind of negotiation. And I have a feeling it may be in some kind of a work setting. I do get the feeling this is probably to do with finance, maybe a paycheck, I don't know. I've got to say to you, this is going to lead you to an improvement. Where there's been a difficult situation around you, this is going to help cash flow where there's been a bit of a crisis, all right? I've got to say, this is going to I'll get to it in a minute. This is going to start giving you a little bit more rock. Your brother's playing up a bit today at the minute. He seems to be here and there. it seems to be a little bit... I don't know why he's doing this. I haven't got a clue. He's just laughing at me at this time. He's trying to say he's going to be a little bit more reassurance with you. Okay? That's what he's saying. But he's telling me that it's no good him giving you reassurance if you're just going to go out and be reckless again. Can you please... I don't know whether he's referring to something around you now or something from the past where you've probably been a little bit reckless about things. I'm telling you to wise up and stop gambling. All right, that's what he said. I don't think he means playing poker. I have a feeling it's just something to do with like, well, I'll do it anyway, and either win or I don't. He says, because you always end up with a pair of deuces. That's what he's saying. All you want to get is snake's eyes. Don't gamble, all right? That's what he's saying to you. He's bringing the security around because it's needed right now. That's what he's saying to you. I do feel to you that where there had been an error around you, I have a feel this may be to do with a friendship or someone who's, I don't know. I don't think it's a boyfriend, but I think it's more of a friend where you made an error of judgment. It may have cost you a few bucks, I don't know, but I just get the feeling this is what he's trying to say. You can't help everybody. You don't. Friends should respect you, all right? Not just one part of you. And I do get the feeling that he is coming around you to help. Now, what this may seem, I get the feeling he's bringing somebody into your life, right, that's going to help shield you in some way from this. Okay? Now, this might be a new boyfriend, a new colleague, I don't know, but I get the feeling that this is, it's also linked with a house move as well, or a new house. So I do feel as though there is a lot of positivity there. What I do feel with that, not on the downside, but on the flip side of that, is I feel it's connected with a work situation. So I can't, whether we can marry these two together, work and a friend or boyfriend, I don't know. They could be two separate, but could come together. Not in the package, but you know, where you could meet somebody. And I do feel this is what he's saying, because he's talking about a new foundation, all right, which is going to. He's asked it again. It's going to. Why is he doing this? He's going to provide a firm foundation for you to build on, he said. It's going to bring you. Here we go again. He's laughing his socks off here. It's going to bring you financial stability. Now, I don't mean to say you're going to be running for president or anything like that. I just get the feeling it's going to give you a bit more security.
3 minutes.
I do get the feeling that your brother said he's making an investment in you, all right, by helping you to do this, all right? Because I want to say to you, I've got to say this. He doesn't like the way Mum has been treating you. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. So, and for that he says he's sorry. Okay. I've got to say, there's no excuse for the way she's been acting. Now I'm not quite sure what that means, but. I do get the feeling that that's why he wants to try and sort of you back on track, so to speak. You seem to want to play mum to everybody or help everybody out, but when you go,
2 minutes,
nobody wants to know you. Or I'm sorry, I can't help you. Or you know, I ain't got a dollar to my name, so to speak. So I think that's the reason why he's doing this. But I've got to say to you, watch out either for an email or a phone call connected with something important. And I have a feeling this is to do with either a job or something like that. So just watch out for that, because he's showing me a cell phone, okay? And there's a number, and someone's ringing it. So I get the feeling, just keep your cell phone with you, okay? I'm not quite sure whether it's a cell phone that's going to be an email on it, or because I can never know whether it's an email or I just see a cell phone and I know that it's connected to it, and there is good news connected to this. So I've got a feeling there's going to be a positive ending to this year. Okay, that's what I'm picking up. So I hope that helps you, Holly.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, take care. Bye now.
Bye.
Thank you, Holly. Okay, there's Holly. That's online too. Belly back to listen. And we're with line three, Karen.
Yeah.
Karen?
Hello, I'm here.
Hi, good.
Can you hear me? Hi, I'm good. Everything is calmed down, and I may go away to Missouri for the holidays, but that's kind of up in the air. So I'm just kind of wondering what you see for me during this time. Everything's kind of slowed down and quiet, which is good so far.
Yeah. No, I can understand that. I'm not quite sure what things are like in the States, but we're just coming out of a lockdown for 4 weeks. So I can understand how it is. I'm not quite sure where it is in Chicago where you are. But what I will see what I can pick up for you. I have got some, whether this is to do with a security jump, security company, or I don't know. I'm being told of a financial package. Now, I have a feeling there seems to be two jobs, so to speak, in, I want to say two jobs within, whether this is two jobs that's going to run together, or one finish and then there's going to be another one. I've got to say, this seems to be linked with, I've got to say, two brothers. Now, whether it's something to do with one of them or both of them, I don't know. But I'm seeing two doors open, symbolically. I'm seeing two doors open. And I've got to say, this is going to help you get through. I've got to say, your income will equal your expenditure. So financially, you will get through. I'm not saying, you know, if you're a bit thrifty, you might save a few dollars here and there. But I've got to say, this is going to help provide a way through this difficult time. I do feel they're telling me there has been a bit of a cash flow problem, and you have been managing, but spreading things very thinly. I've got to say to you, this is going to help you get through this. And I want to say, this is resulting in two positive positions. Now, I'm not quite sure who these brothers are, but I have a feeling you've worked for either one of them or both of them before.
Oh, yeah, I know who they are. Yeah, that's the advertising guy, yeah.
Okay, now, what I've got to say to you, I don't know what time of day it is where you are now, but please forgive me. As soon as you get time, can you give them a call or send them an email, please? I've got to say to you, there seems to be a possibility of. I'm not saying you're going to get ask you to start today, but I have a feeling the opportunity is there. And I've got to say, there seems to be an opening or a beginning around about, basically the end of November now. So within the next couple of days, I've got to say, this is to do with advertisement, and it seems for the Christmas holiday, you know, it may be to do with shops and malls and stores, and I don't know. That kind of, maybe it's something to do, I keep getting finance, maybe it's to do with credit cards or, you know, that kind of, I don't know, but I do feel as though it's a positive thing. That's just one of the jobs I'm getting. The other one I'm getting seems to be, you seem to be making calls. Now, making calls.
Yes.
You're not making calls on your cell phone. You're sat down making calls. I don't know who you're making calls to, Karen. I can't help with that. I just know you seem to be making calls.
Yeah, that's the advertising guy. Yeah, that's the project with that. Yes.
Okay. Because I do get the feeling that this is probably to do with the Christmas holiday. I could be totally wrong, as I have been before, but I've just got that feeling in my gut, you know, that this is good. I've got a feeling it's good. I've got that with the two brothers, so that's the two different positions or the two different jobs. Now, I've got something else to give you. Now, you said last week about you've got some more money going into your checking account from wherever.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know why. I've got to tell you, there is more coming. Okay. Now,
yes.
I can't work this out. I've got to say, I'm looking at the 15th December. And don't quote me on that. I'm not saying it's bang on the 15th. Round about that time. And I've got to say, that's going to go into your checking account for round about the Christmas period. So whether it's going to be for the month or for 2 weeks, I don't know. I can't tell you. I just know there's some more money coming into your checking account from the same place, basically. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, what I've got to say to you, can you please understand where you, whether you do this online or whether you've got to go and see somebody in an office, I don't know. I get the feeling there seems to be something either to fill in or sign or send back. I don't know. So just keep an eye on that, Karen, please.
To
me, nothing's changed with you, but I get the feeling like you met the last time, and if you hadn't been talking about Yogi's memory, you wouldn't have got it. So that's the reason why I don't know whether it's something you've got to send back or something you've got to, I don't know.
Yes, that's my mother. Some packages came
okay.
in, and she didn't order them.
Three
so I got to
minutes.
Send all that. Somebody else made those. They made an error, yeah. But it's like a lot of things I got to send back, yes. And keep
okay,
an eye on
right.
that.
Okay, because that's what they're giving me. I just get the feeling there's something that needs sorting. But on top of that, just watch for that money going into your checking account. I'm told that's important. Okay. Right. Before we go, we've got a couple of minutes left. What I'm picking up, just give me a minute. I'm being told you seem to have you made a call? I know it's Monday today, but did you make a call around Thursday, Friday of last week, please, regarding
yes.
Work? Okay. Well, I've
yes.
got to tell
yes.
you.
Yes, it was. Yeah, I was clearing up the claim.
Minutes.
Yeah, I had to clear it up, and they said everything's back on track.
Got to say to you, this person, this guy or this lady, is going to get back in touch with you. I've got to say to you, there may be a little bit of trouble. I mean, with that, you're going to need to probably get on a bus. That's what I mean. I feel there's a journey to be made with this. And I'm told this is to do with all kinds of communications, phone calls, letters, and emails. And it's working for, I've got to say, working for two companies. But I see maybe you're taking something in and sending, you can do that with sending brochures out. You know, or send, I don't know.
1 minute.
Just kind of sending brochures out and things like that. So just it may be worthwhile giving them another ring, okay? Because I know there's something connected with that, with that company. Again, it's probably to do with Christmas holiday.
Okay.
So I do feel that that's well worth giving them. I've got something. I've got a new company that's going to ring you. I'm probably going to interview you over the video. If you do that, I mean, I don't know whether you do or you don't, but I get the feeling if they're not going to do that, they're going to talk to you on the phone anyway. So I do get the feeling this is going to be someone who's going to be a senior person. Now, whether they mean old or senior management, I don't know. So just take that with you, Karen, anyway.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care. Yeah. Bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Karen.
Sorry. Oh, my God.
Okay. Right. Now, the signal is a little bit jumpy. And we do have a loud buzzing sound there at the moment. So, but we're doing all right. Okay, we're on line 4, Shalina.
Hi, Mickey. How are you?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. I wanted to see if you pick up anything with my unemployment situation. I had to give them a call again because I still haven't heard anything back.
Okay. It seems to be, there seems to be a lot going on with this at the moment. I seem to be dealing with a lot of this at the minute. Not just across the states, across the world, actually. What I'm picking up with you, I'm actually picking up a positive thread with you. And this is connected with, can you understand where, I don't know whether you've made this call or whether you're thinking about making the call. Can you understand where you're thinking of making a call for a job situation, please, or putting a resume in, please?
I've actually been applying every other day to jobs and just haven't heard anything back.
You're going to do. That's what I'm picking up. I've got to say, I'm not quite sure when this is going to be, but what I'm trying to pick this up. Can you understand, please, where this particular job seems to be two distinct parts to this job? It's either two jobs or it's two parts of a job. I'm not quite sure. I can't work it out. It might be one job that seems to have two parts, two distinct parts of it. But that could just be me. I've got to say to you, there is good news concerning this. That's what I'm picking up. Now, I've also got to say to you, there is some money coming to you. Whether it's coming in through the post or into your checking account, I don't know. I just get the feeling this is something that's owed to you or it's been sent to you. I want to say to you, there seems to be, I've got to say, like I was just saying to Karen, there seems to be two distinct payments. There seems to be one that's been owed to you for some time. That's, I won't say it's been held up, but it's been delayed for some reason.
Okay.
Probably because there's so many people in the same boat, so to speak. And I get the feeling it's coming. I've got to say it's coming within the next few days. I've also got to say to you that, like I'm saying, there are two parts to this payment. The next one I'm getting, like pretty much the same as I would get with Karen, is round about the 15th of December. Now, I know it's the beginning. I know it's round about the end of November, 1st of December. It's quite late, so I can't quite pin it down to a date. But I've got to say, this seems to have been a hold up. Have you checked your emails recently, please?
I actually check them all the time.
I don't know why. If it's not an email, I have a feeling it's going to be a call.
Okay.
It's connected with a job situation, okay? Now, they may not even have your email address, but when I get communications, I either see one or the other, but it's never the right one. So I have to do both. A communication to spirits, communication. So I've got to say to you, don't ignore. If you see something that looks a bit new to you, don't ignore it, okay? I have a feeling it may look like it's just some kind of advertisement or something like that, because you don't recognise it, or you don't recognise the number on your cell phone. I've got to say to you, there's something quite unique about what I'm feeling. I'm not saying it's going to give you the best paycheck in the world, but I do get the feeling it's going to be a start.
Okay.
I also want to say to you, I want to say this, it's going to come out of the blue. Have you got some kind of a fever or something at the minute, please, or a cold or flu or something like that, please?
No, just my nose has been kind of congested.
Okay. I've just got the kind of, I'm getting sort of, you know, when you get hot and cold and that kind of thing. Sometimes you get it when you run down a little bit. So I'm just getting so just watch out for this. Do you just make sure that, you know, you take some medication for this? I don't want this to develop when they're asking you to start, okay, with this job. So just look after your health there a little bit, please.
Take care of my vitamins.
I just get the feeling that, you know, you don't want to get a job to start and you're running a fever, you know.
Right.
You don't want to be going there and everybody's saying that you've got this coronavirus thing, you know, when you haven't, you know.
No, exactly.
You know, you've got to go home and isolate, you know. Seriously, just watch yourself, you know. Just take some paracetamol or something like that. Just to help you there a little bit. I do get the feeling that this is a positive thing. Spirit do want you to be right for this. I've got to say to you, this is going to be a little bit hard to start off with. Now, I'm not quite sure when your first paycheck will be. But I have a feeling the money that you've got coming to you The money that you've got coming to you will help finance this to start off with. Okay. You know, I've got like one check coming into your checking account as you're going to start work, which is going to help you to start to generate and earn that first paycheck, so to speak. So it's almost like the spirit are beginning to work with you and trying to, you know, synchronize things. That's what I'm picking on. I do feel this is a very, very positive time for you as well. I've got the other things around you and in the family are going to start to work out with you as well. I'm not saying that everything's going to fit into place, but I do feel as though you're going to start to feel a bit better about yourself as well. So anyway, I hope that's helped you. Okay.
I was going to ask if you pick up anything on my boyfriend.
Sorry, I can't hear you. Can you say it again, please?
I wanted to say what you pick up on my boyfriend. Cause I feel like his energy has been off the last couple of days. Something's off. Like, my intuition tells me that, but I don't know what it is.
Sorry, I pick up on what? I'm sorry. I've got a real bad line.
It feels like something is off with him, and I don't know what it is. But he says he just had anxiety.
Got you.
He says he's fine, but I just felt it, like something was different.
What I'm picking up, this is a bit of a deceptive situation. But the reason why you're feeling like that is because you're using your intuition, all right? This is your womanly intuition when, you know, you stand behind someone in a post office queue and just say, there's something about that guy I don't like, and then find out, you know, right. So what you're actually picking up is, this is your intuition. What you're actually picking up is things are starting to change. Things are starting to move on. A far better horizon's coming around you as well. And I've got to say, when things start to happen, they are going to remove all the doubts that are around you. I've got to say, this is a very, very, very favorable time. And I've also got to say, things seem to be going moving along in the love department as well, but I don't want to say too much about that right now. Okay.
Like things are moving in the love department.
Yeah. Definitely.
Like in a good way.
I'm right at the end of what I can see and feel in that department. So I'm going to reserve judgment on that in a minute. I can't quite grasp that yet, but I probably will next time. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Bye now.
Thank you.
Lena. Thank you, Lena. Okay. We're going to have to find. Okay. Oh. 9 points then. So, Veronica.
Hi, Missy. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning.
Hi, John.
Hi, sir. God bless you for everything that you do. Wonderful. Mickey, will you pretty please? Thank you, Ken, for your thank you. Mickey, anything you might pick up? I kind of need like a recap or like the pending situations that I have. Anything beautiful you might have? You're a professional.
I'm a professional. What?
Professional.
Oh, dear. I'm not quite sure. I mean, I've got a real bad line here tonight. We just have to. I'm not quite sure where I am with this at the minute. It takes me a few minutes just to get me. What I've got to pick up with you, what I'm picking up, there seems to be a lot of changes coming around you, all right? And I've got to say, there is somebody coming into your life or coming back into your life. Now, I don't mean somebody coming back into your life that's a negative. This is a positive. But I also get the feeling there's some good news, all right, concerning either a home around you or work or both. I'm not quite sure. I can't separate it at this time. But I've got to say to you the negative entity or the negative person that's been around you that's caused all this, okay, is finally, how can I put it, it's the end of that time, all right? Spirit are actually bringing some very, very positive people around you at this time. I also want to say there seems to be a positive move with money. Now, whether this is connected with a work situation or whether it's connected with money that's owed to you or money that's coming to you, I don't know. I'm looking at you. You're looking at something and you're smiling. Now, this is connected with money, all right? And I have a feeling it's connected with money that's owed to you. Now, this could be something that's coming from unemployment or a job. I don't know. I honestly don't know. Just get the feeling this money's owed to you, right? And it seems it's going to help you. I also got to say to you that, can you understand, please, have you put a resume in this last week or so?
Yes, Mickey, yes.
Okay. So, I have a feeling this is connected with that resume. That's what I'm feeling. I have a feeling this money and the call is connected to a resume that you've recently put in. I do feel that the one circle has ended within your life and another one is starting to open. So as one door begins to close, another one is going to open. But I've got to say to you with this, there seems to be a lot of movement. And when I say a lot of movement, get the feeling a lot of things that you had in your life are going to disappear. And maybe people with it. I'm not talking about your family. I'm talking about where you live, because I have a feeling she's connected with a house move or a new home. That's what I'm picking up. I do feel as though I have a feeling there's a female friend coming back into your life as well. Okay. What I'm also picking up, you're going to start to get some answers to questions that you've been asking, maybe the police department or something like that. I get the feeling you are going to start getting answers as well, of something that happened, or maybe some previous battle that you've had with either the court or something like that. I've got the feeling this is going to start bringing some, I've got to say, things are going to start to be a lot more secure with you. There has been a lot of complications in the past, but I've got to say what you've done is going to finally start to bring rewards. And I've got to say to you, what you've done in the past is going to start to pay off. Now, I'm quite sure where that is. I have a feeling it's something to do with either the police department or some kind of court. I'm not quite sure where that fits into that. I would have to look at that a bit more in depth to get some solid on it. But I do get the feeling, I want to say to you, there seems to be some kind of a partnership with you as well. Whether this is something to do with a partner you've got, or a partner that's coming into your life, or someone that you're going to be working with, a work colleague, I don't know. But I also get the feeling this is going to start to open doors with you. Not only work doors, but personal doors as well. I also get the feeling this is going to start ending a lot of friction with your life, where there has been, I want to say, some arguments, and, you know, where you've been struggling in the past. I do get the feeling this is all going to start to end. Maybe this is connected with a job situation or a house move, I don't know. But I want to say, maybe there was a time that maybe there was a time you were living with a mother figure after leaving somewhere, and this is all connected with before you were in with mom. So that's what I'm picking up with that. I do get the feeling it is a positive thing rather than a negative thing. I also get the feeling there are some new projects coming around you as well. That could be in the work situation as well. I've got to say, if you're trying to go to work for yourself, self-employed, you will be successful. Or I'm not quite sure what kind of work that is. But I do get the feeling it's doing something, because I can see the funding coming for it. Okay? So I don't know. I'm not quite sure where that
two
is.
2 minutes.
I do get the feeling when it's funding for it. But I don't know. I get the feeling.
Yeah,
keep gay friend or
so here. Go. Hello. Yes, sir. Mickey? Oh, Mickey.
Okay. Nah, I think we've lost the
connection. 1 minute.
Just bear with me.
Sorry, I couldn't hear again.
No, it's all right. It's a three-way connection there, ladies and gents. So I think we've come to the end there, Veronica, with that anyway. I hope you are happy with that reading. We've just about got 30 seconds, which would be impractical to go back to. So thank you there, Veronica. That was a very bad line, that was. So we couldn't really do anything more with it. Okay. Let's see where we are then. Laura.
Hey, Mickey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Just whatever you're picking up.
Just sort of give me a minute. I know this sounds a bit strange, but can you understand something that you're struggling with at the minute, please?
Well, I'm struggling with a lot of things, one of the which is trying to get money and get a job.
Okay. Okay. Well, I don't want to start leaping out a minute. But what I've got, like I've been telling everybody else, your patience is beginning to pay off. All right. Now, I've got to say, somebody's going to hand you something. All right. And I feel the contract. Okay. Now, I feel you could refuse this. That's why I'm picking up with that. You could refuse it, but I do feel as though it would be hampering a lot of improvements that Spirit want to bring with you. I do feel at this time, I want to say this seems to be quite an exciting, I'm going to say an exciting challenge that's going to get the adrenaline pumping at this time. And I want to say a chance to prove yourself. Can you understand, please, where there's been a misunderstanding around you, please, recently?
No, I don't know what that means. What are they trying to say?
Maybe somebody's misunderstood. I'm not saying there's been an argument. Maybe you've misunderstood something, right? Or maybe there's something you don't understand. So just bear that in mind. I'll try and a little bit more, but I don't want to go too much on that. This may have something to do with negotiation, all right? So if it's something to do with a job situation, just be careful. Don't go misunderstanding anything, okay? I have a feeling it's something to do with a job situation. Okay, and possibly a call. Okay, that's what I'm picking up. Now, they may say one thing and you might misunderstand it. So make sure you write it down. Okay, what I'm picking up with this, they say to you, we're going to ring you at 4 o'clock tomorrow for, let's say, an interview, or can you start at 4 o'clock tomorrow? You know, don't misunderstand it. That's what I'm picking up that. Or some things you may misunderstand. I can't quite pick that up. But I do feel as though, I want to say whether they like your appearance or you sound quite promising, that's what I am picking up that. I'm being told your patience is beginning to pay off. That's what I'm definitely being told. I've got to say, is where you're having to compromise in the situation.
I don't know. I don't know what that means either. I don't know if it hasn't happened yet.
Sometimes you have to. You don't get always what you want. You have to make do with what you have, okay, or what they're prepared to give you. Well,
yeah, oh yeah, like money. You mean like I might have to accept lower money? Is that what you mean?
No, I don't think it's that kind of thing. I feel it's a situation where I'll try and put it. A compromise is, I've got to say, you know, where they're prepared to give you, but you've got to be prepared to do something as well. I do get the feeling there is something coming, but I do get the feeling it may not be everything that you want, all right? It may not be the right... It may be a six-month contract rather than a yearly contract. You know, it may be a smaller paycheck, you know, than what you wanted. But I do get the feeling if you're prepared to compromise, so are they. That's what I'm picking up with that. I do get the feeling. I do get the feeling that there are help you maintain a better position than what you have at the minute. I've got to tell you to remain vigilant about picking up your phone and sort of don't overstretch yourself, okay? Don't go overtiring yourself. Don't go taking on too much at this time. I do feel as though everything will come in its time. Again, I keep picking up this. I keep picking up travelling. But travelling doesn't mean to another state. I just get the feeling there's some driving connected with this, or some maybe on a bus somewhere. I also get the feeling there's a lot of writing with this as well. Okay. I've got to say this. I've got an interview coming up with you. Now, whether this is going to be on your cell phone or on a video or face-to-face, I ain't got a clue. Okay. But this is going to if you haven't already done some kind of writing or fill in some kind of form or resume, this is what it's going to be. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of writing connected with this job. That's what I'm picking up. And I do get the Sorry?
Mickey, what's connected to this job? You said I got a feeling. What's connected?
I get the feeling this.
3 minutes.
Feeling there's a lot of writing connected with this job. Okay.
And how soon do you think I'm going to hear about this interview?
Sorry, I can't hear. It's still bad line.
When do you think this is going to happen? The interview. December, January.
Just give me a second. What I'm picking up, there's something I'm looking at. If you put this resume in, let's say we're in December now. We're not, but we're near as damn it. I'm looking between the 7th and 14th. So somewhere between there, there's going to be some kind
of
communication.
2 minutes.
It's coming before then, you're going to get a call or an email or something connected with it if you haven't already had it. I get the feeling this is some kind of whether you've already done this writing, I don't know. There is a lot of writing connected with the job and some travel, but I've got to say, you're asking me about a date. I can't pin the date down, but I'm looking at between the 7th and 14th. Between that time,
Trouble? Did you say trouble? There's trouble with this.
I said trouble, not trouble.
1 minute.
Getting in the car. Get into the car and drive.
Travel.
No.
Travel. Okay.
Travel. Yeah. Travel.
I got it.
Yeah. Travel. Yeah.
Okay.
There's some kind of trouble. We've got a bad line, and I'm sorry about that. There's some kind of trouble connected with it. That's what
okay.
I'm picking up. But whether it's a trouble to an interview, I don't know. It might be a face to face interview, you know, or one big. On the phone, honestly, I don't know. But
it's like a
I
6 month.
Know.
You think it might be a 6 month contract?
I have a feeling that's where the compromise is. That's what I'm trying to say. Rather than being a 12-month contract, it will be a 6-month contract. But that's where I feel the compromise is. That's what I'm feeling. All right? But it will get you a start. That's what I'm praying for. Okay?
Mickey, one more thing.
So that's
when
what I'm picking up.
Just one more question. When do you think I'll move? Do you see me moving?
I haven't got a clue right now. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Well, thank you, Mickey. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye, Ken.
Thanks, Laura. Okay. You're wrong. Yeah. Where are we?
Thank you, Ken. Hi, Nikki. Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? How can I help you, please?
Can you see what message your spirit has for me today, please, Nikki?
Okay. Now, there are some things that I think Grandma has given you that have turned out to be quite on the nail, and I'm pleased for that, for you and for your son's sake, okay, to get your son some time to be able to get himself together. And I know it's not going to be easy for you. You're dealing with the fallout of the last week or so, where he's been with his erratic mother. Pardon me for saying that. Grandma's done this to try to bring some normality into your son's life, so he can deal with the examination, so to speak, which he will do well enough to get through, I'm being told. Now, I don't want to go saying too much about anything. What I'm being told, There is, I've got to say, quite an old English saying that I'm picking up. There is method in her madness, right? Which you probably can't understand why she's doing the way she is. But it's the best. That's what I'm being told. She didn't like. She didn't like the way, how can I put it? She didn't like the way he was being emotionally treated. I'm not going to go into that. I have a feeling that what I'm picking up is he wasn't being the attitude and the environment he was living in wasn't the kind of atmosphere that would do him any favours regarding his school test to get into a decent school. So Grandma did what she did. And I've got to say, on that score, I have a feeling she'd done the right thing. What I can say to you is, this is going to be a bit difficult to say this, but she understands that there has to be a trade-off with you and your work and your son. And I've got to say, if you're going to invest in anything, it's always best to invest it in your children. And that's why I feel that she did what she did. What I've got to say to you, she's sending healing to you and to your son to help him calm down. You will begin to notice the changes and the difference over the next few days. I can't say exactly how, but I have a feeling it's to do with his temperament, and just him being a lot calmer. I've got to say to you, she's working on the subject of where the complaints have been. That's all I'm saying with that. Because I don't know who's listening, so I don't want to give anything away. So she's working on that. And I've got to say, she seems to be making some progress. Now, again, I don't want to say where she's making progress, but she is talking about, I want to say she didn't like somebody's arrogance, okay, and somebody's refusal to compromise with you. This is hampering efforts to bring you and your ex-wife together to help find a compromise, a successful conclusion to the question. If this had been solved out earlier in the year, the situation now wouldn't be dealing with it. Okay, so Grandma is making progress, and I've got to say, she's telling me that she's, I don't know what this means, but she's talking about there is our imminent moves. Now, what she means moving, or what's moving, I don't know. But she's just saying, she's talking about putting some restrictions. She's talking about restrictions and imminent moves. Now, I don't think she's talking about people moving or anything. We're talking about moves within the subjects we've been talking about. Where there have been restrictions, people who just want to make things pointless, where it's pointless having a meeting when it's all one-sided. Instead of the welfare listening, they're just taking somebody else's side against you. That's ridiculous. So that's what you're talking about. She's talking about ending the disappointment and bringing in fulfillment, and that's what she's trying to do. I've got to say to you, she's talking about bringing in positive leadership. Now, I can only assume that's from some kind of department, someone that's going to say, okay, enough's enough. We need to
3 minutes.
We need to do this in a different way. I've got to say, I'm gonna struggle with this because I'm getting a feeling rather than get talking about bringing different actions in. Now, that could be instead of having some kind of a conference, this could be a different way of doing it, where it's a more positive way, a calmer way, where nobody, instead of having negative things to say about the other one, why can't we just agree positive things? Okay, this is council meetings, welfare meetings, aren't not no slanging match. This is about finding common ground, a ground that you can agree on and work from. And I feel this is what she's talking about, that we need to stop pointing fingers and we need to find that common ground and stop talking negative and start finding positive positions to work from. Because your son is what this is about. It's not a battleground. It's not a war you're fighting. You know, it's about finding common ground between two people who've got a son, you know, that's going through schooling right now that needs both parents, even if you disagree, to work together for his benefit. And I feel that's what she's trying to achieve. And I feel as though she is achieving it. by doing
one
what she does,
minute.
She's achieved some peace within his life and yours. Yes, I can understand he's a bit up and down at the minute, but he hasn't been allowed to see his father. He's been living in an erratic existence with somebody that, you know, I don't want to go into it, but somebody that doesn't agree with the situation. And some people just want to point fingers and pour scorn over the people and ridicule them, you know. And I think that's what he's been living with. And that's the reason why Grandma's done what she's done. But peace and calmness will be won by your grandma. You can be assured of that. She will calm the situation. She will win the day. I think your grandma's been remarkable over the last week to do what she's done. I hope that makes sense to you anyway.
Yes, it has, Mickey. Thanks a lot. Much appreciated.
Hello. Hi, Ken. Hi, Mickey.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Hi, Mickey. I just want to ask you what you can pick about my work. I'm looking for a work, and my unemployment is ending in the end of December, so I have just a few weeks to find a job.
Okay. All right. Now, I have a feeling that you have I'm getting professional skills. I'm not quite sure why that is. But I do get a feeling you've got quite some experience. Can you understand, please? Have you done some kind of thing or something like that, please?
Some kind of what, sorry?
So, have you done some kind of nursing or something, please?
Oh, no. I have been not doing that.
I'm not saying it is nursing, but I get the feeling there's some kind of care work around you, looking after people, that kind of thing. That's what I'm seeing. Now, I'm not quite sure where that fits in. But I get the feeling if it isn't that kind of work, that's what I'm picking up. There are many forms of that kind of work. Now, I have a feeling it's something like that. So just bear that in mind, please. You understand where? Sorry.
Yeah, I have been trying to right now to prepare to apply to Amazon, but I'm looking at a high position, so that's what I'm really trying to do right now.
Okay, can you? Because I've got a real bad line here. Can't hear a word you're really saying. So please forgive me.
Yes.
What I'm picking up. Can you understand, please? Have you put two resumes in within the last sort of week, 10 days, please?
I just sent in today, actually.
I'm seeing that you put up. I can see. I'm seeing two resumes. That's what I'm seeing. And what I've got to say to you, you are going to get a response, positive response. Now, whether this is a face-to-face interview or an interview over the video, I don't know. But I can see you talking to someone, maybe it'll be a conversation. you know. I do get the feeling this is going to be some kind of a victory that you're going to win. That says to me you're going to be successful. And I've got to say, can you understand that one of the a job in the next neighbourhood, please? Does that ring any bell?
Yes, it's close to my house, not too far away in applying.
Okay, because that's where I am. That's the job I'm talking about. Now, I'm not 100%. I know it's in the next neighbourhood, and for the life of me, I know they're going to be good call. Whether it's a call for an interview or to go in for an interview, please forgive me, I don't. I am picking up. Just make sure you've got your cell phone with you or check your email, because I have a feeling this is going to be within the next few days. Alright. Are you stood in front of a door at the minute, please?
I'm looking through a door?
Are you standing near a door at the minute?
Yes, I am from the door.
Okay,
right.
Okay, well, I asked Spirit to give me something so I know what I'm talking about, so I can give you a bit of proof. Right. What I'm saying or saying to you now is, because they've given me a little bit of proof, is that Spirit are arranging for you to get a job. Okay? That's what they're doing. I've asked them to give me some proof, and they said, you're standing near a door. I've got a grandma figure there with you right now. Okay? Stood there near you. So what she's saying to me is they are making arrangements for you to get a job. They're not saying which job, they've just said it's in the next neighbourhood. Now, I do know this is a positive thing. I really do feel that what I'm picking with you, that the next, I'm going to say, 4 or 5 days are important, okay? Please make sure you've got your cell phone or, you know, check your email. What I do feel with you is, I have a feeling they may want you to start quite quickly. Right, so too many arrangements for Christmas or anything like that. I'm not saying you're going to be working the Christmas holiday. I do get the feeling that, you know, if you make arrangements and you can't work, they may say, well, I'm sorry, we need somebody to work. That's what I'm picking up with that. I don't go writing yourself out of a job situation. I do get the feeling there's something about that, and I can't quite grasp it. There's some things I can grasp and some things I can't. But I'm also picking up another job. Now, this is going to sound crazy. It's almost like it's two part-time jobs, all right, which is, I've got to say, two separate jobs, okay, that are going to be a full-time job. Like, one might be cleaning, one might be working in an office. I don't know. I just get the feeling there's two part-time jobs. It's as much as I can pick
up. A friend told me about another job. Yes, you're right. A friend told me about another job.
Wow.
It's cleaning, too.
Wow.
You're right.
Well, that's what I'm picking up. So, these are the jobs that Spirit are about. Okay? This is it. So
okay.
you can see where I'm coming from. All I'm picking up, sweetheart, is it's two part-time jobs. Okay, that's going to make one job. One full-time job, so to speak. Okay, now picking up with that, I'm told that when they want you to start, they're going to want you to start quite quickly. I also get the feeling. You've done this kind of work before, you know, you're no stranger to work. What I do feel, what I've also got to tell you is, there's some money, there's some money coming to you from, I've got to say, it may be unemployment or social security or that kind of thing. I do feel as though there is some money owed to you, okay? So, whether it's going into your checking account or it's coming through your post, but I don't know. But just
two
be aware
minutes.
Of that. All right. I have a feeling this is money that's owed to you. Okay. you know, your checking account just to make sure. And a letter in the post to say it's or it's coming, all right? I do get the feeling this is money that's been owed to you for some time. I don't feel you've been getting the right money. You've probably thought to yourself, I thought I was going to get a bit more than this in my unemployment check. So this is what they owe you. That's what I'm picking up with this. It may be only be, you know, $50, $60. I don't know. But I do get the feeling it is money that's on and it's going to get you a start. Okay? That's what I'm picking up with this. And it's a, it is a positive time. Again.
1 minute.
It is two part-time jobs. So just make sure before you take them that you can get to both jobs, okay? You know, you might be leaving one and dashing across the other side of town or the other side of the neighbourhood to start another job. So just make sure it's feasible, okay? Don't run yourself, you know, ragged. Okay, speak to you soon. Take care.
Thank you, Mickey.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye now. Okay. Let's see
where
we are.
Carolyn? Hi. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Hi, Mickey.
Hi, how are you doing?
Anything? Oh, I'm happy to talk with you, Mickey. You know, anything you pick up, Mickey... I, toward the end, like the last 2 minutes, I wanted to ask you about my grandson's mother. But otherwise, if you could, anything you want to tell me, please.
Right. Did you say your grandson's medal?
His mother. His mother has COVID, and you
oh,
saw
his mother.
That.
Oh, right. Right. Okay, his mother.
She
I
has,
thought you said his medal.
She has COVID, and you saw that in a reading a few months back. You saw her having a hard time breathing. Well, she's trying to recover. She says it's okay now. She says she's okay.
Okay. Well, we're sending a healing and you as well.
Thank you.
What I'm picking up with you, I've got to say your business. I've got to say your business. I don't know what business that is, but at the minute, so just give me a minute. I've got to say your business is. I've got to say. I want to say. I've got to try and get this in perspective. I've got to say your business seems to have slowed over the last month or so, or couple of months. But I've got to say. Things are going to start to pick up. I've also got to say to you, there is some money coming into your account, and I want to say through the sale of something. I'm not quite sure what it is you're doing at this time, but I do get the feeling there is something around you that you've got up for sale, and I do feel. I've got to say, there has been some heavy, stressful times that have been around. I also feel as though you may have been carrying some kind of a burden on your shoulders as well. I want to say, you are going to sell something that's going to help with some finance. It's either a house or something like that, or a business that you're going to sell. I do get the feeling that your business is going to pick up. It's almost like the new year. I've got to say, all I'm coming is like to the end of a recession. It's the only way out. I know it's this COVID thing, but it's almost like we're coming to the end of a recession. Now, I know it sounds a bit strange, but have you got two properties for sale, please?
Actually, I have more than that, but yeah, I do have two.
Okay.
And I'm planning on selling another one in addition. Not yet,
but
I will.
Okay. Now, I've got to say, there are going to be, if there aren't negotiations going on at this time, there is going to be going soon. Now, and I know you're talking about your grandson's mother having health problems. Now, what I've got to say with this is please make sure with these negotiations that you take care of yourself, okay? I've got to say this. You may find yourself mothering your grandson for a little while. I'm not quite sure whether you're going to just have him over the Christmas holiday. I don't know. I just get the feeling something's there. I can't pick up. But I have a feeling maybe she's a little tired, you know, or maybe he wants to spend time with her a little bit. So I just get the feeling that he's going to be spending time with you. But I also get the feeling there's going to be a negotiation with this house. I also get the feeling, are you having to, this is going to sound a bit strange, are you having to supervise the sale of a house or a property at the minute, please?
That's my business. I'm in that industry.
Oh, right.
So
oh, right.
I'm licensed.
Okay. All right, okay.
Yeah.
I just get the feeling, I don't know why, I'm going to give you what I'm getting. Just watch out. The house, and whether this is your house that you're selling or a property that you've been renting out, I don't know. But I just get the feeling I think the sale's going to go through. I get the feeling someone's going to try to pull the wool over your eyes a little bit. Just make sure that everything, I'm not going to say legitimate, but just be careful. You know, I'm just feeling a bit strange about this. I don't know why. I just get the feeling whether you work with somebody else or whether you're selling a property to somebody else, I don't know. I just get the feeling you just keep your eye on it, okay? And the reason why I'm saying that, if you're selling the property to somebody else, if somebody say, can you sell this property for me? You might find that you've got the buyer for them, but then they contract the people buying it directly. So you're going to leave you know, probably without getting paid. So just keep an eye on that. I've just got a feeling. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I've just got a strange feeling about that. I've got a feeling someone, whether that's happening around you now or whether it's coming up, I don't know. But I am getting a niggling feeling about that. And when you said there is another property you've got to sell, that's what kicked it off. That's what kicked that warning bells in the head. So there's just something about the house or that person.
3 minutes.
Just please, keep an eye on that. Carry on.
Is it my so-called boyfriend?
I reckon there's some. I have a feeling there's something not right about him. I'm not saying he's shady, but I just get the feeling. I don't know. I just get the feeling.
I'll say it for you. He's shady.
I just get the feeling he's. There's something not right. That's all I'm picking up with that. I get the feeling.
Mickey,
how do I get
a private reading with you? I'm trying to get a private reading with you.
Okay. All you need to do, just message me on Facebook. Simple. If you message me on Facebook, I will answer you. Okay.
2 minutes.
Okay.
If you message me on Facebook, tell me who you are, and I will message you back. Okay, we'll arrange
it.
Okay. Promise.
Okay.
All right, speak to you soon.
Thank you, Mickey.
Bye now.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Carolyn. Okay, let's see where we are. Marguerite.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
How are you? You've been busy.
I'm always busy. How can I help you, please?
Okay, so I have a few little issues going on. So, well, they're not little, they're big. But whatever you pick up would be wonderful, and I appreciate it.
Okay, right. Can you understand the situation around you right now, please, that you're keeping an eye on?
Yes.
Okay, well, I've got a lady coming to me from Spirit, and she's saying you're doing the right thing. Can you understand, please, where you're a bit unsure about somebody right now? Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Total.
Right.
Total.
Right.
Yeah.
Good. That's what we're talking about the same thing. We are talking. That's what I've got to tell you.
Yes.
And she's saying to me, it's taken you a long time to wake up. That's what she said. But she's saying to me, it's time to start thinking about yourself. That's what she's saying. Would you understand, please? She's talking about it's time to make that move. That's what she's doing. Now, I don't know if she's talking about a move in a relationship or a move in the house or a job move.
Both.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what she's saying. Because she's saying to me, things can't stay as they are. I'll tell you what she's saying. Can you please understand where you've been a little bit frightened, please, about things?
I'm sorry, I misunderstood you.
Okay. Can you please understand where you've been a little bit frightened about making decisions and things like that, please?
Oh, yeah. Mhm. Yeah, because of the situation in the world.
Yeah, that's what she's talking about. Yeah, the same thing. Well, what she's actually saying is this. If you don't make that decision, all right, things are only going to get worse. That's what she's saying.
Okay.
And I've got to say, she said it's affecting your health. That's what she's saying.
It is.
Okay. That, well, stress and that kind of thing, you know, it's affecting your breathing, you know, you're feeling very stressed, you're not enjoying. She's talking about what kind of a Christmas holiday is it going to be if you leave things the way they are, you know. She said you're going to be spending all Christmas Day walking around with the Salvation Army. And she's having a laugh. She's having a laugh, you know. But seriously, you know, she doesn't want making do. She said, at your time of life, girl, you should be happy. What are you doing? You know, and she, please forgive me for what she's saying, but she said, don't you think you've taken enough money out of your bank? You know, you should be putting money in the bank, not taking it out for somebody else.
I know.
You know,
it's all I seem to do. Yeah.
Well, that's what she's saying.
Yep.
Now, please forgive me. Are you looking at two jobs at the minute, please? She's showing me two separate jobs.
Damn right.
I'm looking for a job, period, that I'm not going to catch COVID at. Because, well, I think I already had it in February, but I don't know how long the antibodies last or anything, and I don't want it again.
Okay. Well, she's showing me two jobs. Now, I'm not saying you've got two jobs or you're going after two. She's just showing me two jobs, okay? Now, what she's saying is it's better to do one successfully, right, and have
three
a wife.
3 minutes.
rather than doing two jobs and being completely worn out. Because she said that's what you're doing now. You're completely wearing yourself out. You're looking after yourself and somebody else and the home. She said, and you're not getting paid for it. What's she saying?
No.
You know, it's like having another child. That's what she's saying. You know, along with all the other worries to go. But that's what she's saying. You know, you're not his mom. That's what she's saying. And she's a bit annoyed, actually. I'll tell you what, she's a bit annoyed about what's going on. And I can tell you that straight away. I do feel, honestly, is that she's bringing a lot of changes around you, all right? And I've got to say...
2 minutes.
She's talking about things... She's actually talking about things starting to...
Hello? Oh, hello? I think I lost you. Hello? Mickey? Hello?
Oh, dear.
Hello?
Hi! I'm sorry.
I can hear you.
Okay, Marguerite. No, this is Ken.
1 minute.
Okay. Mickey has lost the call. And So we're going to have to finish the show there, unfortunately, because we've lost Mickey.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marguerite.
Okay,
so,
take care.
Okay. We got to 10 people this evening, ladies and gents. Mickey was holding the studio open this evening from his end. So now that the connection has been lost, there is nothing that we can do, unfortunately. So we've got to, as I said, 10 people there this evening. So thank you all for being here. And we'll do it all again tomorrow evening.